Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode. So search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Welcome to Fire Team Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you for joining us, and thank you, Sean and Fran, for joining us.
You're welcome.
My pleasure.
Today, wow, big update.
Oh, yeah.
I said huge last time. People thought, like, oh, you're overselling it. Yeah, okay. There's a lot to go over. Big in that there's a lot to go over. We got new weapons, new armor. We got new emotes. We got exotics coming back. We got year one weapons making a comeback. We're going to go over it all in the show. Don't forget, you can check out this show on iOS, PS4, and Xbox One. Right, Fran?
And the Android as
and
well.
And the Android.
Check out our apps. They're out there. Download them. Check them out. Tell us what you think about them.
Definitely.
For many, it's actually a very pleasant experience.
That's right. It's quite nice. Actually, yeah. I like the Apple TV app. So
I watch IGN on my Xbox One all the time, and it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Right off the top, let's make a correction. So we recorded the episode right away because we were really excited.
Last week,
and we were praising Bungie for adding checkpoints to Prison of Elders. That is actually not happening. A few hours after the episode released, Bungie made a correction on their blog. They said in the stream that they were going to have checkpoints. They said on their blog, hey, our bad. That's not actually happening.
Yeah,
so we want to apologize to you guys also. I mean, that's not totally on us. It was kind of like the stream happened. We were excited. And then Bungie updated with a note. We're updating with a note also.
Yeah, it's a live stream. Honestly, things happen. It's not like they were lying to you or anything.
Yeah.
You know, that was some of the immediate reaction. It's like, okay, they're not going to do that and then just correct themselves a little after. Like, there's a lot of things happening in here. Honestly, like, look, we have giant, like, sheets of, like, everything from today. And, you know, it's hard to bake all this in your brain, even for them who are on the project, because they're not playing it every day yet. It's a build in the back of the room. So it does suck, though.
We're even seeing unfinished things in the weapons
slot. Yeah, still,
so,
right?
Yeah, it is early.
That's just how it goes. But they got it wrong, and they admitted it. So good for them.
Let's get into it. Let's talk about some of the exciting stuff. To recap, we now have one-to-one infusion. We'll go over specifically, but, like, a bunch of exotics are getting updated. There's multiple paths to 335, which is great. That's been one of my
confirmed
design pieces of
feedback.
New emotes. Vault space is getting bumped up to 108. Last night I just went through. I did a stream where I deleted like 20 things just to get like my space. I'll still be happy later. New weapons, new armor, new faction armor sets.
And they talked about there's Taken armor. We know
there
not
is
a shader.
Taken armor. We thought it was a shader. So
lots of stuff.
What piece of armor, we'll start there, gets you most excited? Exotics, the new set.
Oh, definitely ACDO feedback fence.
Were those your favorites?
The Titan gauntlets, yeah. Like, more often than not, Titans, like, especially if you play Striker like I do. Like, there was a while there where everyone was playing Hammer Titan because it was super overpowered. But then Bungie nerfed it, and now you see a nice mix of, you know, Titans across the board, even Defender Titans in PvP. But in PvP, if you're playing Striker, more often than not, you are in the trenches, like punching people in the face, and you will actually get a few kills from taking a melee, which
What's the perk again?
Anytime you get meleeed, it discharges like in an AoE, just a little shock, electric damage or whatever it is. There's definitely been times when I've been shooting someone, I turn around, I finish them with a kill, but they also melee me, and that shot kills someone else who was behind me.
Nice.
I didn't even know. And I'm just like, ha! Like, it happens often enough to where it's kind of a nice little perk.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm definitely excited about the year one weapons that are making a comeback.
Weapons.
Yeah. So Bungie is going updated, and they actually said that they said originally that you're going to get them through engrams, but that's actually not true. You're actually going to get them from the Vanguard and from the Crucible vendor. That's how you will unlock like the Shadow Price, some of those year one weapons that we saw during the stream.
So one of the questions that I thought was really interesting is you said here on the notes, engrams won't drop weapons, but there are
They won't drop year one weapons.
Okay.
Those you will get from Vanguard reward packages and Crucible reward packages. Now, Sean, you actually didn't have time to check out the stream.
Right.
So you have like a super quick overview. But we can clarify some of the points for you. Which
okay,
is good.
Cool. Yeah, because that means that, like, it would, you know, when you get an exotic engram that's a weapon, it's very clearly an a weapon engram. And I was like, wait, so there's no more
exotics
of those,
are different.
It's just, like,
we're just talking about year one legendaries.
Got it.
Yeah.
In a way, it's almost like they're just coming from faction drops, but in this case, they're coming from, you know, the Vanguard as well as Crucible drops.
Yeah. Very excited
because that's
about
where they
that.
Originally came from.
I'm a little curious because I've held on to a bunch of my year one stuff. Like, I still have Shadow Price. So
I still have LDR.
Am I going to be able to just upgrade that or what? And it's kind of a bummer that I got rid of some of the stuff last night.
Yeah.
Because it seems like they're bringing back some year one goodies.
Well, so that's what's interesting. They didn't confirm how it works, but now I feel very confident to go home and delete my LDR. Now, don't do that and get mad at me if something happens later.
Friend.
But it seems like we know based on previous history, it's not going to suddenly have an infusion thing attached to it. It just won't. I'm very confident. However, don't do it and get mad at me later. We've gone over that.
Just don't
do
anything.
But download our apps
ever.
On iOS, PS4, Android. but the point is, I think these are just new drops like we've seen in the past when stuff comes back. We saw that with the Skull of Ahamkara, right? I mean, that had come back.
Well, that one dropped and Bungie's like, hey, don't delete it because that wasn't supposed to be there yet.
Yeah.
You know?
But the point was it was a new helmet. It's not like you took your old one and revived it somehow. So all this stuff will drop. We should mention at least a few that were on the list, right? Shadow Price, Universal Remote, Zombie Apocalypse. Yeah.
Well, Universal's an exotic, so
there's more exotics
mixed in here. Yeah.
Good point. You did put that one in there as an exotic. Y09, Longbow Synthesis, LDR 5001, and the Lord High Fixer.
Yeah.
Those are the ones we know for sure right now.
Anyway. Yeah, on the exotics that are getting upgraded, Dreg's Promise, Sunbreakers, The Glasshouse, Kepri Sting, ACDO, Feedback Fence, ATS-8, Arachnid, Lord of Wolves, Lucky Raspberry, Universal Remote, External Warrior, Patience
Eternal
and Time,
Warrior.
Purifier Rubs, thank you, Queen's Breaker Bow. Those are the ones that they put on Instagram.
Why did you try to read it so fast? You butchered it, man. Man, Eternal Warrior,
they got it.
Close enough.
Queen Breaker's bow, but no,
you know,
that's the list.
Lord
I'm just giving
Wolves coming
time.
Back. Oh, being Brian Malkiewicz are going to be super stoked. Like when we both got that, we were like, "This doesn't seem that." Oh my god, this is the greatest thing ever! Like even the little bit of regen that it gave you and your party was super good. And then they upped it to like three times the amount when they patched it. I'm really happy to see that. Like a strictly PvE shotgun come back.
Yeah. It starts to regenerate health, right?
On kill.
An area of effect.
On kill,
it
gives you and your whole squad within an area regeneration. It's
cool.
Awesome. And it stacks. So if you have two people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it was really built for Skull Oss.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Here's
where you're supposed to be standing next to each other the whole time, which is great. That's why I love that. But I mean, even on solo, it's just nice to have like passive health regeneration. It's good. It's a great grinding mechanism, and it's a really coolly like designed gun. I'm happy to see that come back.
How long before we get our first weapon nerf across the board with all these weapons coming back? You know, some stuff's going to be like
next week
rising to the top.
Dreg's
Promise. Yeah, we are getting a patch. Yeah.
But what do you mean? Out of all this, you think something's
going to... No matter what they do before launch, this stuff's going to come out. People are going to start getting these year ones and these old exotics coming back, and something's going to be ridiculous.
So maybe not not a nerf, but let's say within the first 2 months, there will be like a pretty significant weapon balance.
Yeah.
Not just like, I don't think you're going to see one weapon just stand out being amazing that they need to nerf. But
we know next week.
We'll have to fine-tune stuff.
Yeah, we need to know what they're going to do. Yeah.
Next week, they are talking about balancing the subclasses, and they might even touch on weapons. Yeah. We'll have to
I have to say, I'm sad that Eternal Warrior didn't get, like, a new skin. That's the ugliest helmet ever. Yeah. And it sucks because it's so good.
Stone helmet.
And I don't wear it. Because in Destiny, you get style points for everything you do.
It's too bad it didn't get a customization.
I'd rather be a lesser Titan than wear something ugly.
All right.
It's too bad. Speaking of not wearing something ugly, you can now use Chroma Glow, and it works with the Spectre armor and the weapons.
You're jumping into that. I didn't even get to say what I was excited about.
Oh, well, okay. Fran, what are you excited about?
Actually, the new armor.
Chrome Glow.
So not any of this. But did we mention Patience and Time? You did.
Nice sniper. Yeah.
Which is out of that list, though. It is. That was a pretty sweet one.
Yeah, it's a very cool sniper.
When you're
makes a cool sound.
Right?
It's a real cool sound.
Okay, cool. So moving on to the sweet glowing LED lines now that will be in your armor, right?
Yeah, so last week we talked a little bit about it based on screenshots that we'd seen on the site and the Bungie Weekly update. We've mentioned that some of the armor looked very Tron-like.
Yep.
Turns out that Tron-like trim is customizable.
Yeah, you can make it different colors. You can kind of make it the way that you like, basically. And you do that using Chroma, which you can buy at the Eververse, or you just get it as a drop.
Do you want me to go over
so
it?
That's go ahead. Isn't it a consumable? Mm-hmm.
It is a consumable.
So here's how it works. We saw in screenshots, these Guardians with these sweet lines glowing through them. I thought initially it's like, oh, it's an on or off switch for kind of like an SRL that all the lights would kind of connect and light up and But the way it works actually is each piece of armor now has this Chroma function. And so you can slot a consumable that you get in there. White, yellow, red, or blue. And so it's only one of those four colors. You can't like custom shade it. But you can slot it in there. And what's also interesting is that it's not that you can just – oddly enough, you can't just get, say, a yellow drop and slot it in. Your armor has to be a matching like yellow. I don't understand this part of it, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. So you need to roll your armor for 100 glimmer, it was on the stream, until you get the color you want. I totally don't understand
why
that's there.
At least it's glimmer.
But either way, it's easy to do. There's probably a reason of why that's in there. But anyway, you slot in these consumables that you'll get. And so it's pretty straightforward. But what was really interesting that you didn't see on the stream is you can mix and match, right? If I want a white line chest piece with like red legs, you can totally do that. Yeah. So exactly. Red, white, and blue, baby. It's 4th of July. I'm going to be out there, man. So I think that's really interesting. It looks really cool, and it's going to be in – it looks like the Spectre armor is the only place it will be. Is that
and
right?
And the weapons. Like, you can do stuff with the weapons.
I'm only talking about the armor. But, all of these new weapons that they're – well, I guess not all, but actually, realizing
it looked like
now,
it was on the faction armor, the new faction armor.
Yeah. But what I was realizing, it's not like we saw Shadow Price or something. I don't think Shadow Price is coming back with this, but maybe it is.
Maybe.
We didn't get to see it.
We did see Lord of Wolves reskin a few times.
Oh, no, that's right. Actually, they showed Lord of Wolves on the stream. I think it came back with it. So, actually, it just occurred to me that.
That's an exotic, though. We don't know about the legendaries.
True.
Yeah.
So, but either way, so
more on that to come.
Chroma slot. You can put whatever color you want in there. And I believe you can disable it as well. You definitely can. So it can just be off if you don't like it. And as to their point, if you're running around the Crucible, you may not want to be glowing yellow all the time. So you can turn that off if it's a bother.
Cool. You are a customization nut. So this is probably really good for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited by that.
Fran has different outfits for just walking around in the tower.
Yeah. I will say my original theory was that, it was a one line that lit up and you could adjust the chroma to like all of the 16 million colors or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I found out that you can't do that, I was like, oh. And there's like all these like four colors and I can't mix them together into a different color. I don't know why, though. You know,
like, you want to have like a rainbow.
A slider, man. That would have been sweet. We'd all look so.
That's all it is.
But this is where it's interesting is that in art direction, right? Like they have specific stuff in mind and how all this is going to play. It's like even with the shaders, they do take that time. You see how it shades you.
Yeah.
Someone has to work on that. And it takes, you know, it keeps Destiny from looking too crazy and ugly. Mm-hmm. So I'll give them that. Like brown lights on stuff. Yeah. Like in some cases probably sucks.
Yeah. I mean, all of us were alive when MySpace was around, but like MySpace gave you the customization, like all sorts of customization options, and people's pages were horrific.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think this looks good. It doesn't.
Yeah. your music is really not
I've
pleasant
never
to
had
listen
to. Voice
to
this show before.
Oh man, that was when the internet was good.
I caught myself.
But anyway, yeah. So maybe we should talk about what the level.
I want to talk about the past the 335 for a second because I am really happy that there are different avenues of progression. So the ways you can get to 335 now are Challenge of the Elders by completing that,
which is the Prison of Elders thing,
the new Prison of Elders update. There is Kingsfall Harma rewards after the hot fix,
which is the clarification that I wanted. What does that mean? In the Bungie Weekly update, they said that hard mode would be up to 330. That was last week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is like a correction. So that... I went through the same thing where I was like, wait, just last week you said it would be up to 330. So that was another correction. Right?
Yeah, it sounds
like. So now
like
it's up to 335.
That, yeah. They said on the stream, maybe they'll correct it. But it sounds like it'll be 335. Yeah. Iron Banner post-match drops, Court of Oryx, 335 light level artifacts, Trials of Osiris rewards, and exotic engrams can decrypt up to 335 and strike specific gear.
Do you think it has to do with the level you're at again, though?
Probably, yeah. So, like, if you're at 320, you'll probably get 330 drops, and then when you're at 330, you'll get 330 to 335 drops.
That's what I think is going to happen. Like, right?
I hate the increments where like you're infusing for like two light levels. Yeah. It's like just do it in increments of five.
But the good news is it's really fast now, right?
Yeah, with the one to one infusion,
we didn't get to talk about that.
Yeah, with the one to one infusion, now if you have a level 3 thing and a level 320 thing, and you use level. If you take the level 3 and infuse the 320, that level 3 is now 320. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if that makes sense, basically, there's no more math. There's no more guesswork. Mm-hmm. You just automatically level stuff up when you infuse it.
I'm calling it conversion now because that's what it is. Yeah. I mean, I like the name infusion, but you're literally it's conversion of the light. And so was it 3? I have a 320. Now it's 320.
Yeah.
That's it. It's simple. I love it.
This corrects two problems. I had problems with the infusion mechanic. It's like you take a piece of garbage that you don't really like and you put it on something you kind of like and you still don't quite get what – now it's just like – you don't like that one thing, you put it on the thing you like. There's no more like
well, especially for the weapons you used a lot, you found yourself often infusing 5, 6, or 7 weapons into it to get it all the way up there, and it's just it's tough, man.
Yeah, and the truth is, I think what they looked at is even someone like me who's played a ton. I have all of this inventory of special and heavy that I'm just not using
because
the light level's not high enough or just like sitting there, and you're more likely to throw that away than you are to like whip it out in trials or something. Yeah. And so it's a real issue that I have to like go wait for the third week in the raid challenge to get special drops, and then it's crazy how long that takes. And it's actually – it was really – it was off-putting to just use a ton of the weapons, which that I think is against the design philosophy, right? This is the last thing you want is people not using all of the different weapon types and archetypes. So I'm really happy to see that. And actually it is a removal of some of the grind, right?
Yeah, so definitely.
It's understated, but – man, it was a huge grind. That's why you did the raid challenge.
Yeah.
So now I think there'll be – it sounds to me like there'll be the guaranteed still, which is nice. You get your 335. But yeah, no more infusion. Mm-hmm. Once you get your 335 helmet out of the raid, you've got it, even if you want to apply it to something else.
I got really excited.
Not 334.
Yeah. There's new kiosks in the Reef where you can just walk up and access kind of everything you need now, like, you know, the mission one and the Eververse one. But when you walk towards that terminal, I'm like, they did it. They added a raid terminal. I could delete all my raid Eververse. Aw. Do you want to talk about the Eververse a little bit and how do we feel about it? So they did something that for me, it was something I kind of saw coming, and I was really mad about it at first, but they basically said, you know, we're never going to, like, have consumables and armor and stuff, and now there's level 3 armor and stuff that you can infuse up. It's not pay to win, but it's still, like, something that – where they've kind of
– blurred the line a little bit.
They have. Well, so let's sum up what you can get out of the Eververse now.
Yeah.
You can get the Spectre armor set.
Yeah.
You can get the Desolate armor set. It. And there's a bunch of new emotes.
It's still random drops, though. Yeah. You, like, open a card pack. It's basically rec packs with Halo
the
or
Sterling,
Hearthstone's card packs.
Chester.
Yeah, the Sterling chest. Sterling. You open it up, and you can earn them in-game and do it that way.
That's what you get from Prison of Elders, right?
Yeah, or you can just buy silver and buy a bunch of those packs and then just keep unlocking them until you get your full set.
So, exactly. So the point, though, is that's the first big thing to realize. Wait, so – stuff that drops as I'm not
level 3.
I assume
it drops at whatever, but you can get it from the Eververse at level 3.
Normally, for example, where would you get the Spectre armor set from?
Prison, I think.
Yeah, I think it is going to come from prison drops, possibly maybe Vanguard
the strikes,
drops,
the new strike.
Or no, I'm sorry, it's strikes and that, I think.
The new Archon strike,
So you get it from stuff like that, normally. And normally the Eververse has never sold stuff like that, you know? You got to go out and get it.
Yep.
But now armor's in there. And so you can get that set. There's on the Winter's Run strike, I believe, or is it a mission?
It's the Archon.
Yeah, it's Archon Priest. Yeah. I was trying to remember. It's not
It's Winter's
strike.
It's a strike, yeah.
It is a strike.
The boss at the end strike.
Okay. So anyway, so there is where you get the Desolate set.
Yeah.
And those things, now you can just go buy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's – I just want to point out that's a big change. However, you can only buy them for – which is what you were saying – at 3.
What does that mean?
Armor light.
You get it at light level 3 and then you just infuse it up to where you want it.
Okay.
So remember how SRL would give you vanity stuff that you would have to level
up?
So now you can just buy this stuff at level 3.
It's still random. You still like buy a card pack. You unbox it and hopefully you get what you need. And then you'll
Let's put it this way. It's really easy. I assume on day one on April 12th, I can walk over there, spend a couple $100, boom, I'm decked out. I didn't even go to the prison yet. Now, that's a maybe, but that's the difference. I just go over, you got all the armor. It'll only be level 3, though, so you can't really use it.
You have to infuse
You can walk around
it.
The
but
tower.
I mean, people have like a bunch of stuff to infuse.
Yeah, a bunch of 320. Like, so you can already start there and be in pretty good shape.
So
that's and now with the 1-to-1, you buy the level 3s, you infuse them to 320, you're 320 with a new set of armor.
So that's a big change.
You don't have to dig up this topic. You know where I stand on this. Like anything that affects gameplay directly that you can buy, I think is a bad thing. So I'm going to go ahead and without understanding the nuances of all how all this works with the universe, I think that that's kind of not cool, man.
I don't love it only because it takes away from that. It's already a problem I have. There's nothing super special anymore. Like, there's no Gallahorn that you're chasing.
I mean, so
there's no Vault of Glass complete set that you can only get by doing Vault of Glass.
Like, that's the thing is, like, well, here, when I
there's
did,
the raid armor.
When I did I Prison of Elders 35 and I got the ship back in the day when House of Wolves was, like, the only thing out there before Taken King, and I saw someone else with a ship, I could be like, yo, this
you
guy's good.
It.
He did it, man. Yeah. Like, and they looked at my – they saw that I had the ship, and they're like, you did the challenge, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore,
shift,
and that kind of sucks,
Star
man.
Is from the Sterling Chest Reward, which you can just buy.
See, that's a bummer, man, because like so
ship
much of
awesome.
So much of what makes successful MMOs and what makes the grind worth or what makes the grind worth it is the reward being exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just buy, if anyone can just buy that, then
the
it's
pride.
Not special.
Yeah,
for sure,
it's a bummer.
Bummer.
But I don't.
Yeah,
I'm too tired to be angry
it's
about
funny
it anymore.
Both sound worn down on the topic. That's what they want.
It's like,
you know,
fine, whatever.
There's a couple facts
here. Here's the thing is, there's so
many... I can't
many...
change their opinion. I don't like it. You don't like it.
There's
the community wasn't positive about it.
There's mountains of players out there who are like, I shouldn't be... I paid the same amount of money that these guys did, and in some cases nowadays probably more because they can buy it. Footnote. But they're like, I paid the same amount of money. I deserve this gear. I can't be locked out of it. When it's like, dude, if you suck, you don't deserve it. Sorry, if you suck. It's just a fact. Like...
You have to earn it.
You should have to earn it, or at least
but
some
not
stuff.
Not everybody has to earn it. Now you can just buy it.
And
that's
I think
a
that's kind of a
that's a problem with like every MMO. When they start selling stuff, they run into this problem. Like, you didn't earn it. You just bought that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So part of me's holding out hope for like we missed something here in that, for example, the Taken emote. There's a Taken emote, like a jitter, shiver thing where they're freaking out.
You unlock it when you get a complete set of the
Desolate
armor.
Yeah. Yep. And so you unlock it. Des and I were talking about this. Just to be transparent, there's a lot today.
There's also new emotes you can buy. Club Dancing, Sumo, Rude Taunting, Goodbye Waving, and Mind Blowing.
Yeah. So we were watching the stream today. For
That's
a second,
what it is.
You know, we were thinking, oh, you have to buy the Taken emote. I was quite sure that actually once you unlock it, you pick it up at the Eververse, and it's a way to get you
once
in there.
Once it's unlocked,
Yeah, and it's actually a way to get you in there. So you can't just go get it.
I think you can just go there and get it if you don't want to do the work.
We'll double check, but you can.
Yeah.
That's our shtick we do on the show. But where I was going with this is part of me is hoping like, well, wait, maybe they meant to say that the armor as well you can only like pick up. But that wouldn't make sense, right? Like it's there because you can buy it, which definitely is actually for me who's defending. Like, look, honestly, this stuff, all the stuff they've been doing. Like, honestly, emotes have not affected the game. The Halloween stuff, like, it really has not. I understand the slippery slope. I understand where that's where you guys are like, this is only going to get worse. I've kept saying, kept saying, wait until it gets worse. Then you can complain
now
about
now
it.
We're here.
So here we are. It is a little worse.
Up on my soapbox.
Yes. It is a little worse. However, their message has been, we do not want it to – it's a vanity thing. And it doesn't affect the gameplay. So they're twisting things a bit, which is – they're right. It doesn't affect the gameplay. You can't get a higher level out of this no matter how hard you try. It won't affect that. It's just how you look. But, it's true.
But here's the thing is like
– it's a gotcha.
Yeah. Like in the end – is there gameplay that you now don't have to do because you're buying it?
Yep.
And the answer is yes.
Yes, but
so
it won't get,
it affects the gameplay.
But it's how you define that progression. It won't get you anywhere. Your end game is not in sight if you buy this.
Well, so that's the thing is like
right?
I guess
have to play.
In their head, the only way to get the armor that you've bought that you would have had to earn by doing Prison of Elders or the Challenge of Elders up to the required level is by doing Prison of Elders, right?
Yeah.
So that seems to be the justification in their head.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure there's a bunch of other people out there who either via PvP or Iron Banner or doing other activities get gear up in the 330 area or potentially 335 who can now use that gear to infuse the gear that they didn't have to earn that they bought using a different activity. And it's like the problem still comes down to that they got to – that the option is there
yes,
to buy
but,
it.
And so it's a bit of semantics though, right? Is the reward your light level and your access to these end game activities – or is it just like the way you look? Because to your point, I agree. It is like, man, like I want – like when I got Glowhu, I freaking worked hard for that shader out of Crota's End.
Or Galahorn.
Like,
or Bulk Gear.
Yeah, I wore it
or
for –
or Dark Below.
Yes, I wore it for a week because I was like, awesome.
Yeah,
like I worked
cool,
really
man.
Hard for it. And that actually is where the Taken shader seems to hold up. No matter what you do
– Taken shader.
Yeah, actually, wait. Now that I'm saying it
– it's an armor set.
I'm sorry. The the Taken emote.
Got it.
Now that I'm saying it, actually, there is something amiss.
Now that I'm talking out loud.
Yeah, no. So
now that I'm
they
seeing
said,
Sean's point.
Here's what doesn't add up. You can buy the Desolate Armor from Eververse, right?
Yeah.
But they said not until you have a full set can you buy the emote.
So I don't think they said that. I wouldn't say that.
They did. I know that they did.
All right.
But whatever. It was,
tweet
it was
that for Amir
Abel
and tell him he's wrong if he is.
And we want to give you something for us that we screwed up something on this show. But I guess my point is – they definitely were holding back the emote for if you had a full set, right?
Yeah.
But what does that matter if you can just buy it all right there? So maybe we do have to earn some of this stuff first.
Well, you could also equip it with other armor sets, so I think you can just buy it, Fran.
That's weird to me, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm holding out hope that there's a you do have to earn this stuff. Then,
even
but
it
that
should
would
be
make
the
sense.
Other way around. Like, the emote is not the problem. The armor is the problem. Like, I could care less about the emote. The emote doesn't affect the gameplay.
You
the armor
buy,
does.
You can only
armor
buy does. The Spectre, right? You can't buy the Desolate. I don't think
you maybe
can
you can't
Desolate.
Buy the Desolate.
I'd have
gotta,
to,
now,
I'd have
I
to reference my notes.
No,
we're
stick.
Getting into the weeds. We did it again.
That's totally
we said
fine.
We wouldn't do this.
I know. But
I do want to say one thing. I got a ton of hate when I said – this is not a good precedent to set. This
I
is
was
dangerous.
100% on your side,
this
man.
Is dangerous.
I backed you up, dude.
I got so much hate.
Mm-hmm. And look
I
where
just
we
want
are.
To say, here you go.
It's basically farm.
Okay, but
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm saying that to the community. If any of the haters are still watching, the people who messaged me and harassed me about this for so long, I'm just like, guys, this is all that I was worried about, and it's happening.
But where I still stand, I agree, this is a more aggressive step forward because the reward is I earned this.
Yeah.
That now, if some of these facts are right,
I paid for this.
Is getting taken
negatively
away.
Impacts game design, and that's been my whole problem with microtransactions.
You mean it negatively impacts your gameplay experience?
Everyone's gameplay experience.
Yeah, but because of the reward. But again, when you start to get into the semantic side of it, it's not affecting the end game, so it's not there.
Sort of.
And that's where
I still feel like something's taken away from the overall product of Destiny when you can buy stuff, and just not just Destiny, any game. You know, unless it's designed well. Like Hearthstone is a fantastic example of a game where you can
– Dota.
Yeah. Good examples of microtransactions. This is one of those kind of weird ones I'm not really comfortable with.
I definitely am bummed, to use your words before, if people can just buy all of these sets that I have to earn as someone who doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
That definitely sucks. It's a bummer.
How did you get your set? Oh, I bought it the other day. Cool, right?
But I do defend and stand by. They've kept their word, which is it doesn't Well,
it does affect the gameplay.
It doesn't affect actually the end game and the gameplay and like all that, right? It's not.
They were careful to phrase it that way.
Like, Sean, nobody can buy this and have more advantages in prison than you do, supposedly. Now, I had a question about that, by the way, which is like, well, what do these roll with? I didn't really get a
chance
to.
That's not true, though, because here's the
thing. Different roles.
I won't buy
that every time.
Stats aren't finalized on any of the armor, so they couldn't.
No, my point is, when you buy something from the Eververse, that Spectre armor or whatever, it's the same every time.
I don't know.
So here's the thing.
Or the packages roll.
Well, the packages roll because like you open it and it's random drops. You get randomly get something.
The stats roll.
You randomly get a helmet, chest piece of legs, weapon.
To your point,
not weapon,
that it doesn't affect the gameplay because it doesn't affect me directly. Yeah, like, let's say I play the game and I get a helm drop, and a separate player buys his helm, and they're both 320 or whatever light level, but they're equal. That because they're equal, he doesn't have the advantage. He didn't have to play, so he does have the advantage. Time is part of the advantage. Time is part of the game. It's part of the gameplay. Like,
that's again where you get into the semantics of it. And I agree, though. I'm bummed. You know, like, I'm not seeing the benefit of like spending a ton of time to get this stuff. Like, I actually have the money to buy this. So
the benefit is that like there are those players out there who will just buy it in order to save the time. And
it's
still
only $335 to get it to $335.
Yeah. How do you show, you know, along the lines of when they released Brave, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a year one player. I got this because I was there.
Yeah. You have your emblem for that.
Yeah. But
your armor became legend because you deleted it all. Yeah. It's useless now.
But the point was, thankfully, that is something you had to earn. And Glowhu, you had to earn. And so on and so on. But this is a really weird situation where it's like, wait, you don't have to earn that?
Yeah.
So I'm bummed. Reserve, you know, my thinking for I need to like really look at it more. Again, we're not totally clear at all. So you can buy and if it rolls and all that.
I didn't want to get into that too much. I'm really glad you guys have strong opinions on it because I kind of felt like for a long time there I was the only one and I sounded like a crazy person.
No, dude, from the very beginning, man. As soon as I heard that Eververse was being introduced, I was like, this is a dangerous precedent.
Yeah.
And people were like, why?
Yeah. Tweet at us at Destiny Gray at I am shot by Finnegan at Frame Rebel. You changed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely let us know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, and maybe just to end it actually so I am 100% clear because I know I'm always trying to be objective and the peacekeeper, but like I'm very opinionated. I mean, you guys, you must be paying attention, right?
Take a stance, Fran.
If you can just buy all the Desolate armor and get the emote immediately, that is stupid. Like, what kind of reward is that? For real. Like, even if it's a 3, that is stupid. And even if I couldn't wear it immediately, I mean, I have enough I can infuse. But you get the point. That would be a bummer. But equally, it's not game destroying is
it's
all
not.
I'm saying.
It's
and
not.
You're right.
Yet.
Step by step.
Yet.
We
yet.
Go towards yeah. that.
It might be. Yeah. We keep getting closer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just, like, that's what I was talking about.
What's
like,
the metaphor about the toad
in
the, like, the boiling water?
The boiling water, yeah.
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 The temperature goes up slowly, and then the next thing you know is it's in boiling water, and then it's dead.
Yeah. And then play devil's advocate. Bungie's side is, you know, we have business responsibilities, investors, and stuff like that. I mean, but like...
Yeah, but that's not what we care about.
It negatively impacts your product, and that's my problem.
Well, it does.
It.
I mean, trust me, time versus all that, and like just using the Glowhu example, et cetera, like to earn that and show it off is a part of the gameplay.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Let's. We have a few minutes left. Let's kind of go over what's some of the stuff that you're most excited about.
So much.
Most excited about out of this particular update.
Let's talk some vault space.
Honestly, so last night I streamed and it was just me figuring out what I don't absolutely need so I have enough space.
Because
I have all those masks that you can never get again.
I totally
and
get.
And I don't want to delete them.
Did you buy
I totally
them
get where you guys are at.
IGN bought them.
Oh, I bought them.
I totally get where you guys are at with this. I've never had a problem with vault space, but at the other times, my party will tell you, my fire team will tell you, that I often delete things prematurely. And I'm like, probably shouldn't have done that. I'll use stuff to infuse, or I'll be like, I'll be looking at two weapons. I'll be like, should I infuse this? And I'll ask my fire team. And they're like, no, you should probably hold on to it. And I'm like, advice ignored. Infuse. Like, just so I could get two more points on my primary. Yeah. And then like the next day I'm like,
oh, that was the best sniper rifle on the game.
I probably needed that. So I do a lot of that. I do a lot of that decision making. But I mean, 108 spots. So how much? What do we have now? 72?
72, yeah.
Just adds one more page.
Okay.
It adds a whole other page, which is great.
Yeah, I personally would say, do we need to spend that long on this topic? The truth is, I
just
want to
know what you guys
time.
Are happy about. I'm very happy about
Vault
Space.
I am excited, but also, please try again. Like, that's not really fixing it because you're introducing more weapons. You know,
raid kiosk, raid weapon kiosk.
It doesn't really
that fixes it.
Exactly.
Iron Banner kiosk with year. Like, I still want to get the year one full set on like my Hunter.
Yeah.
I camp for Iron Banner.
It's an easy add for them, apparently. Like, why not 4 pages? This is where I'm still confused. Please explain to us why it's 3 and not 5 or 10. Yeah. I just don't get
it's
it.
Unlimited.
And if it's a technology limit, like, seriously, just tell us because it's really pissing me off.
What if you could
buy OCD, man? I cannot delete this stuff.
What if you could buy more vault space from the Eververse?
No!
We've talked about that before.
Don't give them ideas.
We've joked about that before. Yeah. But here's like another one. Tell me that I can delete clearly. To be fair, we haven't reached out to Bungie and asked this question, but can you give me a list of the stuff that I can absolutely get rid of because it's come? Well, here's the problem, because it's coming back someday or it's not useful.
Yeah,
but I worry about deleting
Red Hand 9.
Yeah, I guess they can't because
the devil you don't.
Or light. What's the fusion from Crota's End? Light of the Abyss.
Yeah,
but stuff like that I worry about deleting because I don't know if we're going to get a year two version. Mm-hmm. Of course, the problem is they would have to confirm that we're getting it. So
yeah.
But anyway, I am excited. There's more vault space that's going to help, but it's going to fill up immediately.
Is that it?
Let's move on.
Everybody, we're just agreeing that everybody's like the vault space. That's the best thing.
No, I think I said that jokingly because I knew Fran wanted to talk about it.
It was an easy thing to talk about, but. I actually think it's more worthwhile to discuss, like, where do we still land on how's this looking, right? How's it looking in content?
Better.
Better.
I'm feeling way better it now that they've talked about the mechanics that they're changing, the infusion, the multiple paths to progression, something I've been harping on for a while now. It's nice that they kind of listed them all out.
Yeah.
And vault space is always great.
It seems like a nice chunk of content, like a nice chunk of content to get me through the year, because right now I've just been playing Halo and I want to go back to Destiny, but there's nothing more to chase. Now it seems like there's a significant amount of stuff to chase. Bunch of new exotics, bunch of old exotics, bunch of just whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm. So... Yeah, I was on the Planet Destiny podcast last week. Thanks again to all those folks out
there.
Those
guys are
awesome. It was like a 3-hour podcast.
A lot of these notes actually came from Planet Destiny.
Yeah.
So I referenced them because, they're great.
Thank you, guys. But yeah, anyway, once we got into that topic again of like how long do you think this will last and is it enough? But where I'm going with this is like they just told us what they're going to drop. And then what we were discussing was like the only reason we really
didn't talk about the Taken Sword.
Yeah, oh, that's right. There is Taken Sword, but
really,
the content hasn't changed. They told us last week it's Prison of Elders and Challenge of Elders, but now they said here's what you're going to get.
And then next week they're talking about Crucible and like
the sandbox. Will res sniping go away?
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
But my point is actually my review of I still think it's going to be 3 to 5 weeks, and you're like done.
Yeah.
Except for the fact of if you're obsessed with getting Shadow Priced, you have something to do.
So Fran, we guessed last week that somebody would be 335 in, what did I say, 3 weeks? Now there are 5 ways to get there, 5 or 6 ways.
Okay.
What do you think now?
That was based on, this is where I get the, like, it's a caveat. It was based on the previous infusion system.
Okay.
Since they changed it, you would have to ask for that question again.
All right, got it.
So
2 weeks.
changing
it to 2 weeks.
To be 335 in the, a few weeks, it seems like that.
Yeah. All
right. It seems like that. But I still, like, how fast do ghosts and bonds and stuff drop from all these places? I don't know. I guess the point is I didn't want the conversation to just be what are we only excited about. I think there's a ton. Like, I'm excited about the armor. I'm excited for just new weapons.
You still think people are going to tear through it.
But the way the sandbox is balanced really matters. I mean, if auto rifles or fusions are powerful.
ARs are about – I think ARs are about where they're going to leave them. I still encounter people in Crucible that wreck me with an AR.
Doctrine will tear your face off.
I've literally never lost to anyone using an AR ever.
There's a few.
Do you use Last Word?
Now?
What do you use?
I use Last Word and Red Death.
Yeah, Last Word's still good. Red Death's still really good.
Doctrine will beat you on Red Death.
Mida is good.
Doctrine beats Red Death.
Oh, I use Mida too.
Yeah. Mida, sorry.
Is amazing. Anyway – I am excited about stuff is what I was saying, but I just don't think it changes the amount of game time we have other than this. Now we know there's a bigger list of stuff that we're going to want to chase, but you're still doing the same stuff. That's all I'm trying to point out.
Definitely a concern. We got to wrap it up. Any final points that anybody wants to make before we do
this? We have so much more to talk
about. Stoked to get back to Destiny.
A lot more to talk about. We got another update coming next week, Wednesday. Thanks guys for joining us.
Yeah.
For joining me. Thanks for being on our show again.
Thanks, us, for joining us.
Yeah, Fran, you're going on vacation. Have a good vacation. Will you be back next week?
I'll be down in Austin, Texas for the weekend. That's all.
Okay.
So, maybe I'll see y'all around.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be offended by that. Austin's not really that. A little bit.
Austin's pretty
offended by what?
I was joking about y'all.
I say y'all.
Y'all. I'm from a town where we have Corn Fest every year, by the way, so I can – just
Illinois.
In case. People are very sensitive on the internet.
That is so true.
It's the thing. It's a thing.
I hate it.
You're upset?
Grow a spine.
Oh, my goodness. Now this has turned to a very dark place. I'm just going on vacation. I'm sorry.
Have a good vacation, friend. Thanks for joining us, everybody. As always, you can check out Fireteam Chat on your iOS, PS4, or Xbox One, or Android, or Apple TV. Yeah. Anywhere. We have IGN apps everywhere.
I'll always be here making it awkward at the end.
Yeah. Leave us a review on iTunes. And for more on Destiny, you're in the right place. IGN. Until next time, Guardians out.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics, and sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.